This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And it's time now for Krusty's Corner. The Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. I know everybody's gathering around as it's time now for Brian's weekly scouting report on the opponent. Broadus?
Thank you very much, John. I appreciate that. And thank you very much to Reliant as well for being a part of this. The film is really interesting about the 49ers, and you've kind of you notice the first thing about them is they are struggling with the injuries, and they're struggling with wide receiver injuries, and losing Brandon Ayuk was a huge loss for them. Debo Samuel being sick, and I think Debo Samuel is going to play this week, but I think that when you look at the way that they play with Brandon Ayuk on the field and with him not being on the field, it's different.
Have you ever had pneumonia? What makes you think Debo can play?
I always assume that if a guy gets out of the hospital on a Monday, that they're going to IV him up the whole week and not practice him. And then everybody shows up against Dallas. You know, one of those things.
Game day, he'll be good to go.
That's why I asked DiNucci that question, because I'm always thinking about who's not going to play. And, you know, maybe he won't. But to me, I think a bigger injury for them might be George Kittle, the foot sprain that he's dealing with. And if he doesn't play, I think that's huge.
Yeah.
But we all understand about the 49ers, and they have one of the best play callers in the league. There's no question about that. What I really do like about watching San Francisco's tape is the assortment of formations and motions that they use in a game. And Shanahan, he's always searching for numbers advantage by his alignment or with his motions. Mm-hmm. And he's a master of putting his players in position to become blockers. He's always going to try and outnumber you. They're a team that primarily run the ball to the outside. That's a big, big part of what they do. Primarily, they're going to run the ball from underneath center. Only the Rams play under center more than the 49ers. So you're going to get pretty much that when Brock Purdy gets up underneath center, you can probably guarantee it's probably going to be some type of a running play. The Rams and the 49ers play with a lot of condensed offense. And when I mean condensed, the formation is really, really tight. So what they're doing is, instead of bringing their blockers from depth from the outside or width, they bring them, they keep them tight, and that way they get them in positions. How many times the Cowboys are a team that plays with more width than any other team in the league?
Yeah.
But what happens? They can't get their receivers in position to block.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're too slow.
They can't get over there. They're asking, okay, well, let's get Tolbert's got to block Aiden Hutchinson here off the backside. Well, he's coming from depth. He can't get there. The 49ers remedy this by playing with a really, really tight formation.
A number of the better offenses are doing that.
When you look at how the Rams play, they're within 20 yards. That's how tight that they play their formations. So Dallas has got to be ready of a lot of tight formations in this football game. Kyle Juszczyk is primarily the motion guy here for them. He's the fullback. He's the tight end. 46% of his snaps. I looked this up because I'm thinking, gosh, this guy's always playing on the move. Always
high
playing
GPS numbers.
High GPS numbers here. But his 46% of his snaps are in motion. He's one of these guys, you follow him and you can generally find the ball. You have to worry about him on the wheel route. They tried Kansas City. They tried to throw the wheel the other day. he caught four passes last year against Dallas. One of them was the big wheel route that they had up the sideline. So I guarantee you, though, they're going to test Dallas's linebackers, put him as a fullback, or maybe put him offset eye, and then run him on that wheel route. Another thing you have to be worried about with this team is their tight end delay. And when I mean tight end delay, they will set guys up like they're blocking, hold a count, and then they get out in the route. And you lose track of where they are in route.
Which is exactly what happened to that big Kittle play in the playoffs.
Yeah. You can't lose track of these guys because they're, you know, they're blocking. You have to stay. If that's your coverage, if that's your zone, you have to stay. Even if the guy's blocking, you have to stay. Because what they'll do, and Kansas City did a great job. Every time that they tried to delay, Kansas City was there, had a guy on. They were playing coverage. They were right where they needed to be. And that didn't allow the San Francisco to make the huge play. This quarterback likes to throw the ball intermediate routes, 10 to 19 yards. A lot of them are done through crossing routes. Dallas got crushed on the crossing route against the Lions, if you remember. Anything in breaking. Dallas is one of the worst teams in the league when it comes to playing, statistically playing intermediate routes. And the 49ers are one of the best when it comes to that. Them and the Lions, the number of routes they'd run inside, you know, between the hashes is they're really their bread and butter. You take that away from them, you take away a lot of their offense. Kansas City did that last week. Kansas City got lucky in a couple of plays, though, too. They had, you know, where they had Brandon Ayuk on an intermediate route, gets separation, drops the ball. They had a couple balls where they run intermediate route with Kittle inside. Ball's tipped at the line of scrimmage. Happened twice where they're open. Dallas is gonna have to get some breaks this way. I don't know if San Francisco really needs to throw the ball against you in this game, though, to be honest with you. Not with the way that
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jordan Mason has been playing, playing running back for them. I've been super impressed with him. Since taking over from McCaffrey, there's been 53 missed tackles that this guy has generated, the most missed tackles of anybody in the NFL right now.
It's tough to bring down.
Very tough to bring down. Dallas leads the league in missed tackles. They went from last year being an 8% tackle team to a 16% missed tackle team. One of the worst in the league when it comes to tackles. And this guy makes people miss tackles. That's the highest rate in the NFL, by the way, 16% for the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
Mason has 19 carries of 10 yards or plus in games this year. So you're going to have to deal with that. You know, if you look at the guy in Baltimore, he's got 17 explosive plays. And as I mentioned, they're going to run the ball from underneath center. So this is, and the ball is going to go to the edge. They're going to try and get the ball to the outside. If I'm the Cowboys in this game, I try my best. I'm not worried about pass rush in this game. I'm not worried about trying to get pressure. Where you could probably get pressure on the 49ers is that on the left guard of Aaron Banks. Aaron Banks is number 65. He struggled. When you watch these games, he's the one guy that really, really struggles with the one-on-one stuff. Him and actually Trent Williams has struggled a little bit. It used to be that Colton McKivitz, the right tackle, wasn't a guy you attack.
Yeah.
McKivitz actually has been one of their better players. But the thing you're dealing with, too, with this San Francisco offensive line, they've played together the whole entire season. They have not lost a snap to an offensive lineman for an injury this year. So that's what you're dealing with right there.
Continuity spells trouble.
Continuity, yeah. That's going to be a big problem for them. But Colton McKivitz, the right tackle, has usually been a guy that you can attack. I think Aaron Banks is the guy now, number 65, and he's the left guard. I mentioned about playing on the edges. I would worry about how to keep run contained. Try and keep that thing in between the tackles. If you're going to get pressure, let it be with Oso Odighizuwa inside. If you want to attack that A gap with a blitz there. But I think that Golston and Lawson and everybody else that are playing on the edges in this game, you need to fight like hell. Don't worry about pass rush. Worry about playing the run and keeping that thing inside. Because if you can keep Mason inside, you got a shot to kind of control him a little bit better. When he gets on the edge, that's when he's going to be a big problem for you to have to deal with right there. Now, the 49ers face a ton of loaded box. Loaded box is eight guys in the box, and they face a ton of that. Dallas has plays the fourth most loaded box in the league, and they're terrible at it. So if you think that, hey, let's just get extra dudes in the box, they've been playing, the metrics will tell you, they've been playing 46% loaded box this year, and they've been horrible at it. They've been gashed at it. So Dallas is in a little bit of a problem that way. If you'd say, just outnumber them, try and outnumber them. Well, I said earlier, the 49ers do a great job of trying to outnumber you at the blocking positions. So like I say, Dallas, it's been a big, big problem for them to have to deal with that. But I would definitely try and play as strong as I could on the edges, force the runs inside, see if your linebackers can make some plays. Pass rush probably going to have to come from Oso Odighizuwa inside on Aaron Banks. I think that's the route I would go. Try and affect this quarterback. This quarterback, by the way, holds the ball longer than any other quarterback in the league.
A lot of TTTs.
Yeah, a lot of that. And he's pretty good at it, actually. Usually when you hold the ball long, there's a problem. Usually there's a problem that way. And so, but this guy, he seems to kind of get,
they're pushing the ball down the field.
Well,
the guys aren't getting open.
Yeah, that's the problem. Dallas, Purdy and Prescott make more tight window throws than any other quarterbacks in the league. These guys don't separate a whole lot. Now, you think with all the crossing stuff that they would separate, but this year they haven't. He's had to make a ton of tight window throws. That's been a little bit of a problem for him. But you know, holding the ball, maybe you can win on a couple of different rushes. I just don't see San Francisco throwing the ball very much in this game. I think they're going to see if Dallas is good enough at being able to get off blocks and to tackle Jordan Mason.
And
we
know they're not. Yeah. They can't even load a box and stop the run.
Yeah, that's like I say, it's 42-43% loaded box and they're struggling with those.
Well, go out there and execute. Hopefully they're fresh coming out of the bye. They're determined and they let that dog out, because what you described sounds like about 34 points to me, Brian.
It'll be trouble. It's gonna be like you say, if Kittle doesn't play and Samuel doesn't play, and you know, you turn this into a game where they have to throw, it's gonna be on Ricky Pearsall and Jacob Cowling and those guys. I'll take my chances with that. But if you don't stop the run, If it turns into that game, you're right. This could be a huge problem for the Cowboys.
Well, thank you, Broadus.
Thank you.
He'll preview the Niner defense for you tomorrow. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, every day 340 here in the nation. Join us tomorrow, Richardson Bar and Grill on Campbell Road. Pick up a G-Bag Nation flag. Picked up a G-Bag etched Stella Artois glass. If you have not received one of those yet, we'd love to see you. We have buyers and sellers ahead of the trade deadline in a Cowboys news of the evening. Which group do you want to see the Cowboys in? That's next to the Nation. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.